Om Shanti, book was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan on 28th August 2025, and Shashidevi will now share the book message. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's love for remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region, a variety of different scenes were visible. On one side, there was a very large hall which was decorated all around, and within that hall were models in one corner, in another area, writings on very lovely paper, some area, some things, packages, something that were packed, and all around this hall, the sparkling light illuminated. And then at a distance, I saw the expansion of bhakti, devotion, and idols of their favorite deity, as the worshipping of Lord Ganesh is taking place for the next 10 days. So I saw many, many devotees standing with their hands folded, with expressing their pure desires. After a few seconds, I saw Baba coming from a distance. Baba came closer to me. He didn't give me drishti at first, but he first looked towards the devotee souls. And then Baba was observing everything within the hall. Baba was looking at the decoration of the hall, the items that were placed inside the hall. Baba was looking at each thing. And then again Baba was observing the bhakti scene. And Baba was also smiling. Baba then said, Baba was looking at the efforts of the Brahmin children and also the dedication of the devotee souls. For the next few days, the devotees are worshipping their favorite beloved deity, Lord Ganesh, and asking for some pure attainment, and they're putting in so much effort for that. They're calling out to their beloved deity. And they're also happy with receiving even just a few drops. Then, looking towards the hall, Baba said, those Brahmin children who are fulfilling the desires of the devotee souls, Baba was observing what efforts they're making. The children are making good efforts. They're putting in a lot of diligence and love. They are also making plans in order to glorify the Father. So as Baba was observing all of this, the little models that were placed in the hall started to shake. There were other items also placed there. Some of them were moving upwards, sometimes to the right, sometimes to the left. Baba then explained, looking at the children, Baba repeatedly has this one thought, when will my children keep their complete perfect stage in front of them and reach that stage? Because once they reach their stage, they'll be able to fulfill the pure desires of the devotee souls. So on one side, Baba does see that the children are making very sincere efforts, very loving efforts. However, sometimes, because they lack determination in some aspects, they become a bit slack. They become slack in their efforts in creating that stage that can glorify the Father. And so the devotee souls also are remain with that one experience that when will we have a vision of our beloved deities? Our continued saying, sometimes Baba's Brahmin children come into, they get caught in the thoughts of pride and honor and show, and so they come down from the stage that Baba wants to see them in. And then notice many of Baba's Brahmin children were merged in front of Baba. Baba was giving very loving drishti. Baba gave each child a very beautiful throne and made each one seat themselves on that throne. Baba raised his right hand of blessings and each child became blessed. They came into their very decorated form as though they were those beloved deities. That was the vision. After a few seconds, what were the Brahmin children doing? Some were looking here, some looking there. There were very few who were stabilized in their true eternal self. Baba then said, at every moment, Baba seats the children himself on that internal stage of the self. Baba doesn't want the children to come down from their throne. And through your eternal form, your perfect stage, you should be able to give visions to the devotee souls. Your complete form is the stage of giving attainments, giving rewards. Your complete stage is that of being a bestower. So now is the time to fulfill the pure desires of the devotees. You have the memorial of your complete stage in bhakti. But now understand the time, stabilize yourselves in your eternal form. And share the blessings that you receive from the Father. Give them attainments. Give them a few drops of those attainments. Then once again, Baba made everyone be seated in their beloved deity form. Rays of light were spreading from all the children. And it was as though the devotee souls were receiving some blessing or the other. Baba then said, now is the time to create such a stage for yourself. Baba has given the children the duty of glorifying the Father in the world. So you have to carry out that task very well. So once again, Baba showed the children their complete form and then said, so maintain that awareness always. I then offered the poke to Baba. Baba emerged all the children in the subtle region. You are those beloved deities for the devotee souls. My children are not only the ancestor souls, but they are the great souls within the entire world. And so Baba is going to feed the poke to such souls himself. Baba then fed the poke to everyone. Baba then raised his right hand. So a slogan emerged from Baba's hand and reached the children. And on that slogan was written, may you become perfect like the Father and the embodiment of all attainments, all rewards. So when you reach your complete stage, you'll be able to share attainments, share rewards with others as well. I then shared messages from all those who had offered special bhog. Baba gave remembrances to everyone. Baba emerged all those souls in front of him. So it was a lovely bouquet that emerged in front of Baba in a half moon circle. Baba gave blessings to all through his drishti. Baba gave remembrances to all those souls. And then returned. Om Shanti.